Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show. It is Tuesday. The sun is out. We are having a beautiful, beautiful day. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty good about how today's turning out. I mean, it turned out to be sunny. So, there was a little bad news to go along with today, but, overall, it's still a good day. So I'm not going to let a little bit of bad news rain on my parade. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to call in, you got a question about, we will be glad to get it on for you right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, Tuesday style. Does that sound right? Does that sound politically correct? I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. But I am sad to announce that the invasion of the flaming nymphomaniac lesbian strippers from the Moffitt Ballet has been canceled for Wednesday night. Yes, it has. Once again, Clint Davis is MIA. I have no idea where he is. He's out there somewhere in Radio Land listening to the show. But as always, we want to say thank you to the folks at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. By the way, they're having an open house tonight. If you are possibly interested and losing weight, and you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, join us at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. It's just off Joyce Boulevard next to Firehouse Subs, and you can learn how to lose weight. I have lost 20 pounds. I am feeling good, and I'm still going. My original goal was I started out at 265. My goal is 225. I'm at 245. So I guess I got another 20 pounds to go. Somewhere in that neighborhood. But I'm feeling good, and that's what matters. So, we're going to talk sports as always. We might talk about Monday Night Raw. I haven't ventured that far yet, but it's going to be a good show no matter what. All right, here we go. Let's jump over here. Let's push this little button. I was almost late for the show. I'll admit it. I was almost late for the show because for the simple fact that I kind of got playing with my team maker on my football game, creating some football teams, and I kind of got running behind. I apologize. Please forgive me, let me go. Well, don't let me go, just please forgive me. Or something like that. All right. Some of the top headlines. Missouri head basketball coach Frank Haight has been suspended for 5 games by the NCAA, which found he he inadequately monitored his former assistant's interactions with a disgraced Miami booster and then tried to cover up a 5-figure hush money payment to keep the potential violations hidden. And this is the guy that talks about Arkansas running a dirty program. I mean, go figure. I don't know. I mean, when Missouri played Arkansas up here, was it last season or the season before? Oh, I mean, they were talking about how Arkansas runs a dirty program. I'm sorry, Arkansas, not with Jeff Long around. I mean, you know, people want to talk bad about the football situation. There's only one person you got to blame for the football situation, and that is Bobby Petrino. I've said it ever since that situation went down, and I will say it still today. Bobby Petrino would still be the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks if he'd have put his pride in his pocket and would have accepted the punishment that the university laid out in front of him. But because he is stubborn, he is bullheaded, he refused to accept any punishment, and therefore he is no longer the head coach at Arkansas. He's at Western Kentucky. But I said it then, I will say it now, Bobby Petrino, until they prove me wrong, until somebody comes up, lays paperwork in front of me that says there was no deal for Bobby Petrino to stay head coach at Arkansas, because I'm hearing I've heard stories of the otherwise, that there was a deal in place. Bobby Petrino, they had a list of punishment laid out for Bobby Petrino to remain the head coach at Arkansas. And because Bobby Petrino is a jerk, he's pig-headed, he refused to take any punishment, and therefore they let him go. Now, that's what I've heard. And that's all I can go by until I see proof positive evidence that there was no deal for Bobby Petrino to stay at Arkansas. I can only go by what I've heard, is that he would still be the head coach if he'd have put his pride in his pocket and would have accepted the punishment that the university had laid out for him. All right, so anyway, Bob, you know, Jeff Long, he ain't going to put up with no crap here at Arkansas. If you can't toe the line, he don't care how popular a coach you are. If you can't toe the line, you're gone. And that's how it should be. So anyway, back to the original story. Missouri basketball coach Frank Haight has been suspended 5 games for the situation that happened when he was still at the Miami Hurricanes. Tight end JerMichael Finley has tweeted that he left the intensive care unit and had full feeling in his arms and leg after injuring his neck Monday night against Green Bay. Thoughts and prayers go out. Hope he gets better soon. I mean, there's players I don't like, and I'll be the first to admit it, that there's players that I just have no use for, but I don't want to see him get hurt. So there you go. Cincinnati Reds stayed in-house for their next managing choice, and they gave pitching coach Brian Price a 3-year deal to take over as head manager for the Cincinnati Reds. Dusty Baker led the Reds to three 90-win seasons and 3 playoff appearances in the last 4 years, I'd be happy with that. Yeah, you want to go to the playoffs. You want to go to the World Series. But as long as you're winning, you're feeling putting butts in seats. Maybe I look at things wrong, but the only time I would ever let a coach go is that when the seats start getting empty. Maybe I look at things wrong. Well, maybe because to me, there's more to life than money. I mean, I love, don't get me wrong, I love money just as long as the next guy, but I also care about winning. And as long as we're winning, you're putting butts in the seats. And as long as you're putting butts in the seats, you're making money. What the hell is wrong with Randall Chamblee? Tiger Woods cheated? Yeah, he cheated on his wife. But I cannot picture one situation or one time on that golf course that Tiger Woods has cheated. He has always done things by the rule books, because that's how his father taught him. And his dad was just like my dad, Special Forces, Green Berets. You do not jack around with dad. You do what dad says or you get busted. And Tiger Woods, when he has gotten in trouble, he has accepted the punishment. And, I mean, just like the one situation, he talked it over with the guy he was playing with, and they were both in agreement. But somebody watching on TV called in and said, well, hey, whoa, wait a minute. Case. So anyway, there you go. Randall Chamblee just needs to shut up, commentate on the game, and stop thinking he's God's gift to golf course. What did you just, Randall Chamblee, what did you do ever compared to Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods has more golfing talent in his whole body than Randall Chamblee. Tiger Woods has more golf talent in his pinky than Randall Chamblee has in his own body. That's what I'm trying to say. 347-326-9073. Like, once again, if there's something you want to talk about, we will be glad to get it on. Back to the headlines. No, we don't want to mess with that yet. Where'd my sports page go? Oh, there we go. Don't forget, tomorrow night. Don't forget, tomorrow night, game one of the World Series is at hand. It is here. St. Louis and Boston. If I remember correct, Boston does have the home field, or St. Louis has the home field advantage. Who won the All-Star game? Because, see, they actually make the All-Star game mean something now. Because the head coaches or the managers of the World Series teams, they get to go coach the All-Star. But then if you win the All-Star game, National League against American League has the home field advantage during the playoffs, and I believe that went to the Redbirds. I may be wrong. If somebody out there can correct me, I would appreciate it. All right. Can you all hear me okay today? Let's check something. La-da-da. Hello, checking. Okay, yeah. Just making sure you can hear me. I got these new little toys that I'm trying out. I don't know if people can hear me or not, but we've had people logging into the chat room and then they disappear. Do you not like what I'm talking about? That's fine. Go listen to somebody else's radio show. Because they won't treat you as cordial as I do. They'll stand behind your back and call you funny names. I don't do that. I don't call anybody funny names. So except Clint Davis when he's gone MIA. All right. 347-326-9073. Woo! Whoa. Turn that down. It's 3:15. We are going to step away for a 30-minute second break from our boy Scott Lowe and the crew over at Battleground MMA. Don't forget promoters, fighters. If you're a fighter, you're listening to the show, get with the promoters. If you have a show coming up, get me an MP3 of the commercial. We got great advertising rates, $25 a month, and we will advertise your event. So we're going to step away. 30 seconds, we'll be back on the other side. See ya, bye.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tatua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Out with the stripper lesbians. I don't know. Oh, hi. Hi, everybody. Back on the air. Yes, I was heartbroken to find out that I don't get to hang out with the lesbian stripper McNuggets from the Moffitt Ballet. Clint Davis's favorite hangout. Matter of fact, we're going to put that on Facebook. Oh, you know he's going to call in now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Clint Davis is the newest honorary member of the Moffitt Ballet. No, actually, Clint Davis is out selling tickets, getting ready for Extreme Fighting Inc. Extreme Night of Champions. That's going to be taking place Saturday night, Portsmouth, Arkansas. I don't know if I'm going to be there or not. I think it's too late to accept the official invitation, and I blame that on the lesbian strippers, the nymphomaniac lesbian strippers. I blame it on them that I probably won't get to go to Saturday night, but that's all right. If I don't get to go, no big. I'm still trying to book an event. If you are a fight promoter, you have an event Saturday night, and you're in need of a good ring announcer, please call me. Pretty please. All right. What else were we talking about? Let's see. Stan Houston. I think Brandel Chamblee is just a hater. How about the Kansas City Chiefs? 1-0. Kansas City Chiefs are 1-0. Or 7-0. I want to say hi to my friend Amy. She's out there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Clint Davis is the new honorary member of the Moffitt Ballet. So if you see him, tell him I said congratulations. We got some birthdays and shout-outs we're going to be getting to later. Not really, nothing as far as sports. Oh, let's run down the NHL schedule. Chicago, Florida, Edmonton, Montreal, Washington, Winnipeg, Nashville, Minnesota, Calgary, Phoenix, New Jersey. Who is that? Columbus, Anaheim, Toronto, Vancouver, New York. Islanders. You know, you got the Islanders, you got the Rangers, and they're all out there tonight. Ah, preseason basketball, Washington, Detroit, Orlando, San Antonio, Utah, Lakers, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Oklahoma, and Phoenix. All right. Back to what we were talking about. I mean, say, you know, Kansas City's looking good. I mean, I don't know what Andy Reid has been able to do, but he has got them boys bought into his program. I don't know what Sylvester Cromel, whatever his name is, Cromier, whatever the other Kansas City old coach was doing, and the guys weren't buying into it, but they have bought into Andy Reid. I talk about this all the time. Because, hey, I am a basketball fan. College basketball just around the corner. So you better start getting ready for that. Just a whole bunch of stuff going on. What is that box doing? We got boxes we don't know anything about. WWE, they got their big pay-per-view coming up this weekend. That ought to be pretty fun. I don't know if I'm going to spend $60 for the pay-per-view. Haven't decided yet. All right, let's see what else we can talk about. There's not even a lot of stuff on Facebook to talk about, which kind of upsets me. I'm just kind of heading down the Facebook pages, and there's just really not a whole lot out there, and I'm just kind of upset. See, this is days when we need Clint Davis because we can make up stuff. That's always fun. Let's see, just kind of going down the page here, still looking for some more stuff. I was saying, just kind of a boring day. By the way, do not ever ride a roller coaster behind a French chick. I know. It was scary. I thought I was going to have to hold my breath or something because it was just like, ugh. I did not know. Well, I did know, but I thought that was just, I kind of thought that was rumors and stuff, but I did not know that French women do not shave their underarms. And I did not know that until today when I was riding a roller coaster. Yes, it was cold, but dang, it was fun. But this French chick named Marie was in the little cart in front of me. And, I mean, she flung her arms up when we hit that, when we went down that first drop. She put them, oh, man, I thought it was a party streamer. I did not know. If I'd have had my knife with me, I thought about braiding it. But it was just like, wow. If I'd have had a machete or something, I'd have been chopping that crap off. I'm glad she had jeans on because I don't even want to think about that. Oh, my God. Just one of them thoughts that make you go, or. I'm putting that on Facebook. Never ride a roller coaster. Behind a French chick that didn't shave her underarms. Can you say party streamer? I mean, it was nasty. I wish I had Clint Davis here. That's when we need Clint. We ought to call him. Hold on a minute. If I got him. Let's see here. See if I can find a phone number for that boy. I know I got one. I got phone numbers for everybody. See if this phone number works.
Hello.
Is this Clint Davis?
This is Clint Davis.
Clint Davis, this is your old buddy, your pal, your friend, Greg Squirrel.
What is going down, my man?
We are sitting here. We were talking about French chicks that don't shave their underarms.
Oh, man. I saw that you had just found that out, but if you watched Home Alone back in 1990, you would have known that.
Well, I didn't.
Remember they were headed to France for Christmas, and Buzz said something about French babes don't shave their pits.
I know, man. Well, I thought that was just rumors and stuff, but I found out. I had to go to Tulsa this morning, and I found out riding the roller coaster that them chicks do not.
You were on a roller coaster?
I was, yes. It was an inside roller coaster. It was an inside roller coaster, so I wasn't, like, freezing or anything. But, man, her name was Marie. And she threw them arms up in the air. I was thinking, dang, party streamers. I'm like,
spirit ribbons, yeah. Are we on the show right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, see, you gotta heads up me about that. That way I don't say anything bad.
Heads up, we're on the air. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't guess Clint saw the bulletin, but Clint Davis has been named an honorary member of the Moffitt Ballet.
The Moffitt Ballet. I've never been to that place in my life, and I've never been to any sort of strip joint or any. I know the entertainers there don't like it to be called the strip joint, but you know it is what it is. I mean, it quacks like a duck, so whatever.
It quacks like a duck.
But you know, as jaunty with the ladies as I've always been, and traveling around the world in the Navy and hitting countries and stuff like that. I just never been to one of those places, and I don't even know why. It just, I guess I've always had so many women around me anyway that I didn't need to go to those joints.
Didn't need to. There you go. Just like Greg Squirrel. There you go.
That is true. I learned everything I know from Greg Squirrel.
So you are out busting your hump, selling tickets.
Man, yeah, busting jumps like a truck. I got just sold two more tickets to a friend of mine named Joe Bird. And so Joe and Jennifer are going to be at the Night of Champions on Saturday night. And, man, I'm telling you, this gearing up for the event is it's quite an ordeal, man.
Sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like I know there's been a couple of fight changes, but from everything that I've been hearing, mostly from you, that it's still going to be a good show. So,
it's going to be a great show. I wouldn't hesitate to say that probably half of the fight card has changed, but you know, that doesn't mean that we lost everything that was good and threw in stuff that was bad. You know, Aaron Cobb didn't make a bad fight card. And, you know, now we're not going to have 20 fights on the card. As much as I would like to have 20 fights, we're not going to have 20 fights again, and we're not going to go till 2 a.m.
No, not like the last show.
Yeah, but this is going to be stacked and loaded, and people are going to be shocked when they get there and see what's in store.
So about how many tickets do we have left for this big
soiree? Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I don't personally have all that many. I've only got one table left. And, you know, so if people are wanting tickets, they either need to go to the xfi.com/store/tickets, or they need to call 479-2221-XFI. And that is our secret hotline number, kind of like WCW did back in the day. Call the XFI hotline. And,
call the XFI
we'll
hotline, and you can find out interesting tidbits about Clint Davis.
That is true. I'm going to start putting random facts about me on that website. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's weird. I've never been called from one of these shows, and I looked and I thought, who in the hell is calling me from New York? And it's Greg Squirrel.
It's the Greg Squirrel Show via our secret hotline. So anyway, you'd kind of been an MIA. I know the time change has kind of thrown you off, and so we thought, well, by God, if he won't call in, we're just going to call Clint Davis.
The time change plus, you know, getting ready for all this. You know, I've spent more time with other people, you know, getting tickets sold, and we've got a new system. I won't go into too much detail, but I've been named the sales director of XFI now. And so it's just, you know, roles are expanding and times are changing and we're getting bigger and better every stinking day. And, I mean, the sky's the limit, man. It's only going to go up from here.
Well, there we go. So, but like I say, everything's looking good. I mean, so the venue's ready. The fighters are ready that we know of. And it's all going to be on like Donkey Kong. Saturday night, Fort Smith Convention Center in Fort Smith, Arkansas, is the place to be. Now, doors open at 6?
No, doors open at 5 this time, and the undercard starts at 6 p.m.
Ah, okay, okay. I hear you. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Little structure. So we got an undercard going at 6, and then we got the main card starting after that, probably about 8 o'clock, I guess.
Well, all right, big brother. Well, man, I'm going to let you get back to pimping them tickets or promoting them tickets and everything. I know. I still let the pimp word slip out once in a while.
It's all good. I still got to make two more stops anyway, so we'll pimp this thing till the cows come home.
All right, man. But, I mean, we missed you. I mean, me and Granny Hulkster, we had a spirited discussion the other day about wrestling, and we missed your knowledge. We missed the Clint Davis pearls of wisdom.
I know, man. I missed the show too. But you can rest assured that when I'm not, these last few days especially are going to be hectic. But you know, there'll come a time we'll get back around to it. We'll be there.
Oh yeah, but and don't forget, you got XFI this weekend. You got Blackout Fighting. I forget what they're called, but they're taking place up in Carthage, Missouri, I believe it is, this coming weekend. You got shows over in Oklahoma going on. I mean, like I was talking to Chris Gregory yesterday and Greg Owens, there's fights going on all over the three-state, four-state region. And if you're not catching a fight somewhere, you're not looking hard enough because, by God,
this stuff is booming, man. I mean, it's everywhere. And I like Chris. I think Chris is one heck of a guy in this business because he keeps everybody posted. You know, I posted something random about the event, and immediately he had shared it, everybody that he knew. And, you know, so it's all about supporting local MMA. Skippy at MMA Madhouse did the exact same thing. He shared it, and he's way up north from here. And, you know, these guys, you can really tell that they care about this business and that it's something that everybody's got their hearts invested into. So, you know, support the fight. And like you mentioned, absolutely, these fighters are going through. You know, I don't think fans really understand what the fighters go through to get in a position where they can put on a hell of a show for them. You know, I mean, it's something that they do, and it's a sport. It's a way of life. It's something that they work hard for. But they also do this for the fans, too. I mean, there's so many people I've been keeping up with, so many fighters on Facebook who are – you know, they're cutting the weight, and they're in the gym, and they're doing their training and saying their prayers and eating their vitamins and all this, you know, everything that they need to do, everything that they that anyone would expect of them, they're out doing it. And that's the greatest part about it. You know, we had that big fundraiser out at Spike 22 a couple of weekends ago, and these guys were in there sparring with each other all day. I'm talking sun up to sun down, and then Mike Ward and Christina Rose and I went out to dinner, and the Davis babies came along. We went and ate some Chinese food, and, you know, that it's all we talked about. It was MMA and local MMA and you know, what these fighters are going through to put on these shows. And I'm just excited for what comes next. I'm excited for February now. I mean, I know we got to get through Saturday night and tearing down on Sunday, but still, you know, February is going to be even more exciting.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, and that's why I love having fighters. I had my buddy Sky Masijic. He's down in Florida. He called in the other day. And, I mean, the word is getting out. I mean, and that's
like,
what it takes.
Like
it
wildfire.
It just takes people who really care about the sport that don't look at the money aspect or anything. We're just out here doing what we do because we like what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the only time I touch a dime is when I sell a ticket, and it goes straight back to the company. So, you know, yeah, it's absolutely for a lot of people. It is not about the money. It's about these fighters, and it's about supporting these activities that we can go, these events that we can throw for the community. And, you know, there's just so many factors involved, the fighters, the company, the community, there's charity programs. You know, I did a big fundraiser for, the Special Olympics and brought some of the folk from Abilities Unlimited out to the last event that we had. It's about getting people engaged in this stuff. You know, there's crowds of people that you otherwise would never guess that they would go to this. You know, I'm sure there's a group of ladies out there somewhere who have never been to an MMA event, but if we can get them turned on to this, then they're going to start bringing all their friends, and they're going to bring all their friends, and it's just going to keep getting bigger.
Bigger and bigger, baby. Well, Clint, buddy, I appreciate you taking time to talk to me. I'm going to let you get back to selling them tickets. And you guys, we will talk to you soon and hope everything goes good Saturday night down there at Fort Smith.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Saturday night, Fort Smith Convention Center. If you need anything, Squirrel, give me a call.
All right, my brother. Good to hear from you.
You too. Later, buddy.
All right, there we go. That's my buddy, the man, the myth, the legend, the new honorary member of the Moffitt Ballet, Clint Davis. Gotta love him. That boy is busy. I mean, but yeah, we were going to mention that we do, you know, we got the show. They got Extreme Fighting Inc., Extreme Night of Champions, Saturday night, Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then the weekend after that, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Here, this one is for you Muay Thai. I see, I can't do it like Clint. I can't go Muay Thai. This is for all you Muay Thai fans. A big Muay Thai tournament taking place at Muskogee, Oklahoma. Look up Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing. They're the that's the promotion putting on this tournament. I mean, last I heard, there is one contingent, two charter busloads coming in from Canada. So that's how serious. And I mean, I have literally enjoyed announcing the events for Striking, because they have fighters from Mongolia, they have fighters from Canada, fighters from Mexico, fighters from Japan. I mean, you name it, these boys are not playing. And just like the guys at XFI, they are going out, they are bringing in the top talent from around, not only the United States, but around the world, that they're bringing in to Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri area for some of these events. So, like I say, you're top caliber athletes that are being brought in for these events. So, I said it once, and I will say it again. If you're not at a show, it's because you don't want to be. Because there are shows all over the place. You can't use this excuse that, well, I couldn't find a show anywhere. That's crap. I don't want to hear that excuse. If you are not at a show, it is because you just flat don't want to be, because there's shows going on somewhere. All right, you get it, you got it, good. Let's see here, what are we doing now? Oh, we were going to send a message to somebody. Ah, there we go. All right. Let's see, who else is out there that we need to see? What is that? I don't know what that is. Oh, no, let's go over here and just push this. There. Is my computer the only one acting up, or does people keep getting these weird messages? Don't ask me. All right, here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Getting things lined back up. All right. Who thinks the president is full of crap? I'm raising my hands. I know you guys can't hear me, but I'm sorry. I just think our president is full of hockey poo. Is that a word, hockey poo? Yes. Our president is full of hockey poo, doo-dah, doo-dah-day. I mean, the guy's not impressing me, to be quite honest. And I don't know, I just got to tell it like it is. The guy is just not impressing me. I hate to say that because I voted for the guy. Don't kill me for that one. But it's just, please. He needs to go far, go soon. That's how bad it is, boys and girls. He needs to go far, go soon, get out of our hair, leave us alone. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's pretty much how I feel about it. 347-326-9073. It is exactly 3:45, so we're going to go over here. We're going to turn on this thing right here. All right, we're going to step away. Another word from our friends over at Battleground MMA. Man, these folks got some real fighters going on. And anytime you get a chance to see a Battleground MMA fighter in action, I highly recommend you do it. Hey, 30 seconds. Rick Squirrel Show will be back. Brought to you by Toyota of Northwest Arkansas.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tutua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
It was the first song that came up on the speed dial, so that's the song we played. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Who's ready for the World Series to begin? I don't know about you, but I am. I am ready for some World Series action. Cardinals and Red Sox duking it out tomorrow night. So it's going to be all good. All right. We're going to put that on Facebook. All right. 347-326-9073. That is on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. If you got a prediction for the World Series, call on in here. Once again, 347-326-9073. And we will get your prediction on the air. I'm still saying, I am still saying that it's going to be Cardinals in five. Now, people are saying Cardinals in five. Yeah, I'm saying Cardinals in five. I'm giving, you know, let's tell it like it is. I'm giving I'm giving Boston a benefit of a doubt. But I don't know. I've just got a feeling that it's going to be Cardinals in five. If you want to call in your prediction, or you can post it on our Facebook page. We will be glad to get it on the air. Who wants to learn how to lose weight? And regaining energy. At the Fayetteville Nutrition Center. I like these Fayetteville Nutrition Center. You know, I've lost about 20 pounds now. And we're having our open house tonight. And the thing I like about the open houses is we have samples of neat stuff. You can come in, get a sample of the smoothies, see what you think about them, and, you know, just see how they taste. Let's go to the phone line, 883-8047. You are on the Greg Squirrel Show. What do you got for me today?
Squirrel!
Mike Ward! Mike, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, pretty good, babe. What do you got going on your evil brain pan?
No, getting ready to head over to the gym and get Priest and the guys ready, Warwick and Goss and Jared and Rodney and all those guys, getting them ready for war this weekend.
That's right. Now, are all your guys fighting at XFI, or you have them spread out this weekend?
All our guys are fighting for XFI this weekend. All of my amateurs, and the only pro we have is me, and I'm not fighting until December.
I'm
being the back, we're helping them warm up, cornering guys. And I'm sure I won't have a voice afterwards.
Well, I know you. You and me both. We get into it. So you got a fight coming up in December.
Yep.
Drop us some pearls of wisdom on that and let us know what's going on.
Well, it's in South Haven, Mississippi. It's for Summit Fighting Championships, and the guy that I'm fighting is Cody Sheffield. It'll be his first time dropping the 170 and my fourth time dropping the 170, and I feel real comfortable with this weight class. I don't think this one's going to go to the ground. For once, I'm not getting the guy that's a wrestler or a jiu-jitsu guy. You know, this one, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a couple of black eyes out of this one because Cody likes to stand up and throw, work off the cage. I'm the exact same way. I'll stand up and throw with you. So that's what I've been wanting for a long time. Been begging my beautiful manager to set me up a fight. But, you know, I was even begging for a boxing match just because I honestly kind of miss that feeling of getting punched in the face hard. So I was like, I've been wanting to stand up and bang. Finally we got one. And so I got to go to South Haven, Mississippi to do it. But, you know, hey, I'm down for that.
Right. So yeah, your lovely manager.
Yeah.
She's a good girl. I love her. I love both of you.
I want to headbutt her sometimes, but, you know.
Michael!
I do. It's just, I don't know. I just want a quick little bang.
Okay. Well, just don't hurt the girl. Come on now.
It's at least 3 times a day, if not 10.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what kind
of
mood
I'm sure she wants to do the same thing to you. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know. She tells me she got a spot picked out in the backyard that she's going to bury me. So.
Oh, well, there you go. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Ward and Greg Squirrel do not condone violence against women.
Oh, no, definitely no. No.
Everything we do in
fun. I love my wife, and, you know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to, you know, even touch my dreams, you know. She provides all the opportunities she can. She's the one that, you know, said, Mike, let's go back over to Spike. You know, we originally were there extreme pain. You know, I went back to what I call home. I feel comfortable. I got a bunch of great guys over there that, you know, we train with. You know, I got Michael Priest over there. We got Bradley Ward. You know, a lot of great guys, a lot of great, you know, even girls that are starting to come in and learn the sport and kids. You know, we got the kids taekwondo stuff and everything. So it's just, it's nice to be back into an atmosphere where it's just strictly MMA or martial arts. And, you know, I still go lift and do my working out and stuff and my training, but, you know, it was just nice to get a place where I can focus on MMA. And since then, I've actually won my couple fights, so.
Well, there you go. That's what matters, baby. Well, man, I am excited. You know, I always love hearing from you, Mike, because, you know, we've in the short time we've known each other, we've hit it off real well, so we're kind of like brothers from different mothers. And so I look forward, you know, hopefully if I can get things work out, because I was supposed to be hanging out with some flaming, nymphomaniac, lesbian stripper people McNuggets from the Moffitt Ballet, but because of the weather, that's gotten canceled. Do what?
You didn't invite me?
Well, I didn't think, I didn't think the little lady would appreciate you being around. Nymphomaniac.
Dude, we'd have to keep her under control.
Nymphomaniac lesbian strippers. I just didn't think she would appreciate that. So. What? Put her on the phone.
He said, I'll beat him up.
Oh, okay. Well,
and then, you know, February, I was told that I'm probably going to be fighting on the next XFI card, so I'm pretty excited about that. So, but hey, Squirrel, I'm going to let you go, brother. I got one of my boys here named Austin. He's 18 years old, been training with me and Priest pretty hard, and we're going to go in here and turn him into a pretzel. So.
All right. Well, have fun.
Yeah, we're also going to Christina's going to an internet marketing class, so, you know. I don't know about that. I'm just there to get punched in the face and punch people back. So,
there you go.
Well, you take care, brother. I love you.
All right, Mike. Look good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
All right.
That is the man, the Native American warrior, Mike Ward. Mike. We have fun with each other. Ever since that freaking camel came out, you know, ever since that freaking camo commercial, every time me and Mike Ward see each other, it's Mike. Guess what day it is? So there you go. But he's a good guy. You know, I can't think of a better guy to be friends with than right there, that guy. So anyway, boys and girls, you know, I think we're going to cut it off early because we pretty much accomplished all that we can accomplish here. So I think we're going to call it a day, take it to the hacienda, you know, get ready, go learn how to show people how to lose some weight and get them feeling good about themselves. And it's all good. So anyway, boys and girls, we are out of here. We will see you tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're going to queue up some Tupac to take us to the house for my friends over in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. They're Tupac fans over there. So join us tomorrow, 3 o'clock, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, be safe, be real. See ya.